Good afternoon. So we started last week talking a little about some of the halachos of Havdalah. So tonight I want to talk about a little bit about the timing. When does a person make Havdalah? That sounds like a funny question. When do you make Havdalah? When Shabbos is over, obviously. So what are we talking about? So there's actually an interesting discussion in the Achronim. Which comes first? Do you first make Havdalah alakos, or do you first daven Maariv? So what's our practice? Daven Maariv first, and then you make Havdalah. It's not explicitly stated in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Be'er Halacha writes this way, the Kaf HaChayim, the Tchilo David, many others note the minhag is that we always daven Maariv first, and then you make Havdalah. Why is that? So a couple of possibilities. One possibility is, Tadir Yishenu Tadir Tadir Kodim. Rav Scheinberg writes that we have two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Maariv and the mitzvah of Havdalah. Which one comes more often? Maariv. Maariv is every single day. And therefore, since Tadir Yishenu Tadir Tadir Kodim, so we go ahead and we daven Maariv first, and then we make Havdalah alakos. You could argue also, we have a rule in general, when we talk about Hanukkah candles versus Havdalah, etc., that as much you're able to be me'acher, to push off making Havdalah, so we push it off as much as possible to keep Shabbos going, even though you're right, we're going to say Atachon Antanam anyways in Maariv. But nevertheless, we have this concept in different areas of halacha that if you other mitzvahs come before Havdalah, we push Havdalah to later because we want to be ma'acher, we want to push off until, keep Shabbos going as long as possible. But that is the minhag. The minhag is a very strong minhag that we first daven Maariv, and then we go ahead and we make Havdalah. If a person make Havdalah and having not daven Maariv yet, so they certainly, you're going to be yotzei Havdalah. As long as Shabbos is over, as long as this Zman Shabbos is over, that would be permissible. There is an interesting conversation in the Shulchan Aruch about a situation of a person who wants to make Havdalah before Shabbos is over. Is that permissible to do? So the truth is, Gemara talks about even person davening Maariv before Shabbos is over. You daven Maariv in theory, you daven Maariv early. We don't do that, but in theory also, a person in theory could make Havdalah after Plaka Mincha. Okay, you wouldn't do so with a candle, obviously, right? But to do a Havdalah ala kos, in theory, could do after Plaka Mincha. Why? And the Mishnah Berurah there writes that even though there's such a concept of doing that, we don't do that. Why not? He says it could cause a tremendous mikshel. If you make Havdalah early, what do we typically associate Havdalah with? Shabbos being over. You make Havdalah, you can do Melacha. So if you make Havdalah early, so people are going to end up causing all kinds of problems. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the minhag is not to do so. We don't make Havdalah early. Nevertheless, the Ramah does talk about one case where a person could make Havdalah early. And that is a scenario, he says, where a person is going to be fasting. He's been makabel himself to fast 3 days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We're going to talk later about how long you have to make Havdalah if you forgot to make Havdalah. You have all the way until Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday before Shkia, to make Havdalah. So a person take a Kabbalah to fast for 3 days in a row, and they're not going to be able to, and there's no other person around, and no one's going to make Havdalah for them. So then in that scenario, it could be that that person would be permissible to make Havdalah, even Mibod Yom, even still daytime. It's after Plaka Mincha, could make Havdalah. That, again, that is not the minhag. The typical minhag is that we make Havdalah after Tetz Kol Chavim, after Shabbos is over. And typically, the right thing to do is first daven Maariv first, and after you daven Maariv, then you go ahead and make Havdalah.